Blog Talk Radio.
All right, now, 216, what's up?
What up, bud? I'm glad to be kicking the show off, man. Let me say this. Hey, I'm glad you and I heard Shantae going in on the whole gang thing, you feel me? And I think it's long overdue. I think it's long overdue, you know, because...
Well, go ahead.
If you be real about it, these gang coaches, they know the food chain. They know pimping at the top of the food chain. You know what I'm saying? I heard it's a nigga named AMS. And a long time ago, he said that. You know what I'm saying? You got all that other bullshit. But the nigga they all trying to be, the nigga they stealing the gang from is the pimping. Like,
you know?
Down, it's just it's so taboo, and it's so everybody is just so scared of that word and all that other shit. That's why they've been able to marginalize the real, true voice of this shit. You feel me? But
wait. They used to be scared of it because of the, not the three amigos, but niggas like him, the shit has been infiltrated. What I'm saying is, it's not that everyone's afraid of it. It's that everyone's in awe of it because what do that dope dealer sell that dope for? What do he get all that money for? So he can have bitches. So he can have whatever bitch he wants. I'm saying, what do any motherfucker do? Whatever the fuck they do it so that when they ready to fuck around, they can fuck around. But they gonna have to spend their money. See, that's why the pimp is the motherfucker. Because he ain't spending his money. Them bitches is paying him to be with him. Whereas a dope dealer, any other motherfucker, they sell their right arm to be with have that bitch that this nigga got. So you right about what you're saying, man. It is the ultimate. And it has always been the ultimate. But it's not the ultimate for the things that you were saying, you know, the fear factor. That's just part of how people try to run you away from it. It's been the ultimate because any man, no matter what the fuck they're doing it so they can have enough money to be attractive to women.
Hey, bud, let me throw this in here, too. You probably not going to agree with this, but I gotta put some of the blame on y'all, though. You feel me on the pimping, man, because it's like you came out from the heavens and you blessed these old average niggas with just making them think they can be on your level. I remember you was on a panel with EO and Lucario and Steve the Demon. Shout out to them, but I never hate on no man. But, nigga, you're leaps and bounds. Like, I called in the show to talk to some pimping. Like, you're leaps and bounds ahead of them. So I think that shit gave them niggas, it gassed them up and gave them the impression that, oh, we like, we on his level. We talk about games. These niggas be nowhere near your level.
Bro,
like, nigga, it ain't
bro,
even no.
Bro, listen. My show is about what you just said today.
Okay.
So I ain't going to really get into it with you, but you are absolutely motherfucking right, man. A person like me cannot sit up and talk to people like them motherfuckers because they fucking cheaters. They want to get the information so that they can whatever capitalize however they want to. They don't want to get the information so that they can learn the truth about what we talking about, which is where I'm coming from. I'm trying to give you truth, and yeah, I'm spilling some shit, but what they doing is sucking it up so that they can regurgitate it in some bullshit fashion. You know,
right?
You know what I mean, man?
Hey, 209 laughing. He knows it's the truth. And what you said, we all know it, bud. Just no real niggas out here know it. You know, real recognize real. You did.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, 209, what you got, bro?
Hey, I went back yesterday and listening to the Migo talk to you. And you didn't even know that it was him, but you were saying everything as if you was talking to him. Even at the end when you said you send him the book, he had to laugh about it because you didn't. He figured that you didn't know it was him either. And
right.
Yeah, man, your blood pressure didn't get boiled or nothing. You kicked it. Just like it was supposed to be said, man, and I wanted to salute you on that because the game, you know, game guys, all that, man, it everything lined up properly. The stars and everything lined up to where you got your message out without having to lose your temper. You know what I mean?
Check this out, bro.
I don't know if you see it the same way.
Yeah, I feel the same way, but not about the temper, but I'm saying I feel the same way. Let me ask you this. Did you hear, did you listen to it? Did you hear him say, man, I don't know what to say. You got me speechless.
I heard that, and that's why I know he ain't qualified. I know he ain't qualified because he should have been, but he respects you, though. He do.
Wait. We don't want to get it confused. The nigga never disrespected me. The nigga never said anything against me. He just was saying shit against the game. And he was talking about the game. And what I'm saying is, you know, I told Steve the Dean, man, look, man, you know, I can't be on no show with these kind of motherfuckers, man. He ain't even black. Did you know he ain't black?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
I peeped him.
I told Steve the Dean, I said, you know, after I did a couple of shows with him, I said, Dean, this motherfucker be talking like a white boy. And Dean said he's a Greek or some shit, some kind of
hell,
Greek.
Nah, he white.
Well, what I'm saying is I didn't even know it. And that's why I told Dean, you got to quit fucking with me like this. Dean keep calling me. He was calling me, wanting me to be on this. Look, man, I'm live. Woo. Can you be on? I'm on his show. I'm thanking Sean. That's my nigga. I'm a fuck with him. But he was bringing me on that nigga's show, EO, and Lucario, and some white boy. And I didn't really know this shit until the other, whatever, when this shit started. My point
I think you're being right.
I'm going to show you what game is about, nigga. Game will shut your punk ass up. Period.
Exactly.
And you better not ever get on the phone with me. Because I'm going to let everybody know you a punk. But I didn't even know it was EO.
Man, hey, you show enough MJ, though. You Michael Jordan at his best. You feel me? The way you
man,
do everything and crossed all that over.
Hey, both of y'all can talk. What's up, 216?
Hey, I was going to say this real quick. I think you don't like this. So way before the inception of all this little bullshit where these game coaches start talking about game, I heard this nigga say this one thing. He said, okay, some blue pill shit, them niggas pay for pussy. Red pill them flipped it where they don't pay for pussy. But he like, nigga, pimp, I don't know why somebody asked him about some pimp. He like, nigga, them niggas in a whole different stratosphere. These niggas make women pay them. You know what I'm saying? To fuck with them. He like, nigga, don't even, he basically was telling all his listeners, don't even think about that pimping shit. Like, don't even, you ain't even in the stratosphere of that shit. These niggas had homage and respect. So, yeah, all these niggas got game, Steve, and these niggas, they got game to get some pussy from a bitch, maybe. Nigga, they ain't got no game to send no bitch, and you know what I'm saying, to get no money, nothing like that from a bitch. So that's all I got to say about it.
216, listen, you even using game wrong.
How you doing?
You even using the word wrong. Ain't take no game to get no goddamn pussy. Game gets you paid.
That's right.
About risking going to jail so you can make some money doing whatever the fuck you think you're doing. If you want to go motherfucking sell whatever dope or whatever, yeah, you in the game. If you want a motherfucking... like a nigga we knew, he used to sell credit. He used to sell you some shit you could go into the motherfucking motor vehicle department with. You could take that ID to a motherfucking car lot. And then he had it hooked up where all the phone numbers they could call, blah, 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 and you could get a car. He was in the game. But he didn't think he was a big baller, but he was. What I'm saying is every nigga that needed a car went to that nigga, bought that credit, $500. All you had to do was pay your car notes and you established real credit. I said, that's game. That's how it goes. You know, all this getting paid.
Hey, you're
shit.
Right.
But I'm saying.
I did. You got to pardon me. I definitely misspoke when you. You're right, man. You feel me? That's because I believe, but like I said before, and I told Tay last night or whenever his show was, here's what everybody don't want to say, the elephant in the room. Nigga, it's going to come down to some old criminality shit. It's going to come down to some against the law. Niggas don't like that because niggas want to be like, oh, I'm a I'm doing legal shit, but I still got game. Hey, that's cool, but to a street nigga like me, nah, nigga, real game. We talk about the dope game, the drug game, pimping game. That shit got to do with illegal activity that you kind of getting over on the system, where you using your wits out, you know. So to me, bud, I put the caveat.
Bro, you use the word. I have not used it, but that is the word. Game is about your wits.
Yes,
if you could use your wits to move and shape around like regular motherfuckers with a job, and you ain't got no job, but you know you got dough, you got the place, you got all this shit, you got game, and that's what it's about: using your wits. Hey, both of you brothers, man.
Once you get the game, you could take it and apply it elsewhere. You know what I mean? I told you, I was in the D game, right? Now. I'm in the toe game, right? And my toe game is strong, just like my D game. You feel me? But thing is, I be trying to force shit. You know what I mean? I be try to muscle motherfuckers when I can't, when that ain't part of this side. You know what I mean? So if I could distinguish,
hey, 209,
both, I'll be all right. Yes.
Hey, 209. I say the same.
What's
shit
up?
You can use game for some square shit. You can use game in the square world. That's where they get it fucked
right
up. But nigga, that game comes from the street though. Like that knowledge.
Wait, both of y'all, listen. The reason you can use game in the square world is because once you have game, you are completely
used
to dealing with money and business.
Yes,
even though what you're doing, you don't think of it as a business. But if you really think about it, all the entertainment moguls were fucking in the game at one time or another. Selling this, selling that, doing this, doing that.
Right.
And then they took their dream further. That's what the game is about. The game is about getting where you're trying to go, taking unorthodox avenues.
Unorthodox, that's right. I agree.
So all right, bud, good shit, though, man.
Both of you brothers got to hit my email with your phone number, not your area code. Your phone number, so I can get you that motherfucking 12 hours of dope with my motherfucking 1 and 2, ask Rosebud the American Pimp. Audio.
As soon as I get myself together, bro, I'm going to get on it, but I ain't together yet. As soon as I get it together, I'm going to be at you, though. So thank you.
Hey, it don't matter. Get at me when you can, and we'll work something out. What I'm saying, bro.
All good.
I want motherfuckers to fuck with me. I don't want to suck on the money. So I'll work something out.
That's why I call you. Bro, I call you to fuck with you. You know what I mean? I like fucking with the real. I'm constantly in search of the real, and when I find it, I like to fuck with it. So I appreciate you being available in order to be, reachable. So thank you, man.
All right. Hey, you too. Make sure you do that, man. I got to get started. All right. Them brothers are cool. Now, let me tell you motherfuckers something. All you guys listening, if I could start my show off like this every time, I think I would be a different person. I would be a different host. But let's get started with what I really want to talk about, because the pump gonna come out. The pump gonna come out of your motherfucking ass. So it took this long, which really ain't that long if you think about it. But you guys ever notice, whoever been fucking with me, have you ever noticed how many times Steve the Dean and I had different shows? You get into the show, and then one point it's shot. Now, have you ever wondered what was up with that shit? I ain't no fucking yes man. You know, and that fool would be talking some fucking whack shit about pussy or whatever the fuck. You know, I ain't support that shit. I ain't about that. So I wasn't really supporting. And then later on, we would talk. And I tell him, nigga, I ain't supporting that goddamn pussy bullshit you be talking. And he, you know what, man, I just think we should, like, you know, stop doing the show. Nigga, I don't care. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Because what I'm saying is, if you think about it, he didn't have a lot of shows with a lot of motherfuckers. And when he stopped doing the show with them, they fell out as partners. Man, I don't need your goddamn shit. So I ain't finna fall out with you, nigga. I'ma just not do the show. Which is what I did every time. And when the nigga called back, well, we need to, well, yeah, all right. That's because the nigga was cool with me. But the nigga, I used to wonder why this nigga would always want to help me with some shit. You know, sometimes I didn't need no help. You want to offer, blah, blah, blah. And the nigga cool, you know, whatever. So I'm dealing with this shit. Now I know why he was doing that shit. You know, since I dubbed him one of the three amigos. I didn't know this because, you know, if you've been listening to me, I've been standing up to speed. But he sent me a text yesterday. And he's falling out with me. And I'm supposed to be feeling the wrath of one of the three amigos. Him. Otherwise, if you've tried to go to my site, it's down. That's because I find out in this text yesterday. For 6 years, this motherfucker been jocking me so much that he paying my motherfucking shit, my .com yearly bill. Now, of course, I wasn't really stupid. So what I'm saying is, I should have thought, well, what's my deal at one point? But I had told this motherfucker, Dean, I don't want you paying shit for me, man. I like you helping me, you know, get shit done. But when it comes to paying, you know, nigga, let me handle my own shit. And the nigga, no, I got to. But that was because he needed me. Because I'm real. And if you notice, the nigga stole hell of shit from me. Changed hell of shit because he was fucking with me. So now, I didn't care. He talking about pussy. And he could talk about whatever the fuck. But the nigga started talking about game. It took this fucking long for him to start doing this. So what I'm saying is, for 6 years, not one time did this motherfucker tell me he was paying my yearly fucking .com. I think it's under 200. There ain't no money. He never asked for a payment. Never. Now, I know he was doing this on the strength that he was going to bleed me for all my words, all my definitions of real life shit. You don't know how many times that motherfucker called me and asked me point blank, well, what does this mean? How would this go? Well, when you say this, what would you mean? Okay, I'm lying. But I wish that motherfucker would call in so we could see who's lying. Because the nigga ain't going to call in. Because I ain't no joke. Period. And what I'm saying is, I ain't lying. So the nigga cannot get me off what the fuck I'm talking about. Because one of the saying, I didn't know none of this until I get this text yesterday. I get this text. And first, all his shit, the man mindset, is about being a man. The motherfucker asked me so much about being a man that he ended up putting in his shit that I didn't particularly care about, you know. I mean, you know, I say the shit on my shows anyway. So he didn't steal none of that. It's just that he got it because his concept of being a man was getting pussy. That's why he told that story that when he was 6 or 7 or some shit, was his first time getting some pussy. Come on, man. I told him I didn't believe that shit. But my point, 914, what the fuck do you want, brother? I don't mean to
like
that.
Oh, man. I know you show love. But I got 2 points. One, I think that the game that they're talking about is basically like this whole idea of going out and picking up girls. And the reason why they do it is because there's millions of people online that go to their channels. So when you said, why does Steve Dean and all these other people come holler at you? Because you are the real Dean. So they're trying to come to you to get some of their topics for their videos, number one.
Why you're right? Listen to this. I'm sure you heard it. Dean calls me Yoda. Now, you know who Yoda is. The all-knowing motherfucker. So what I'm saying is, nigga, I ain't no motherfucking Yoda. I done told him that many times. And the nigga calls me that. So what you saying is true. But go ahead on with what you saying. It is true. Go ahead.
And to that point, what you're saying is like, I'm not above the game. I'm also held accountable too, is by what you're saying. And so you're saying I'm the Yoda, but I'm still always improving. So I could sometimes be wrong or whatever. So that's number one. The point is that they're trying, there's like 20 people like him that are just creating videos because there are millions of men out there that don't know any idea about this stuff. So the keyword, operative word, like game, they go to that, and then they want to, like, learn it, like, intricately, like, just the concepts. But they don't understand, like, the stuff, the way you're teaching it is the real way because it cuts through all of that, like, BS learning. So that's number one. Number two is, you know, I just think that like the other caller said, you're on a different level, bud, you know. They are trying to decipher your, you know, your formula, and you're smart because you know that people have to not only work for it, they got to earn it, they got to pay for it, and there's all this other stuff that comes with it. So I just wanted to make those 2 points. I don't know if they were valid or not. But
they are valid, bro. They are valid, and I recognize your voice, and I recognize your sense. And hey, I appreciate you, but listen to this. Understand this. You're even though what you're saying is absolutely right, it's just the outside, the peripheral of what damage these motherfuckers are doing.
Correct.
The point I'm trying to make is this. And you'll never, unless you're this old, you'll never understand it because you may not have seen it. But in the 60s, American Bandstand and Soul Train, they were the thing for the teens. I'm talking about the white people liked American Bandstand and the black people liked BET. But now, if you noticed back then, Cool in the Game record, come on. American Bandstand dancers are dancing so offbeat and so stupid, it looked crazy. But if they dance to some Journey or some fucking white band, they don't look so crazy. But if you look at a nigga dancing to the Cool in the Game, they on beat, they got woo-woo-woo. And if they dance into a Journey song, which they wouldn't, but if they are, they ain't looking off on that either, because niggas got rhythm. What I'm saying is this, bro. What white people, because they used to say, what is soul? Because niggas would say, I mean, the white people would ask, how do you got Dick Clark? How do you move like that? What niggas would say, we got soul. It's in our feet. It's in our hands. It's in our thoughts. It's, you know, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
White people could not understand that. And then they defined it musically. Black people move on the second and the fourth beat, and white people move on the first and the third beat. That's why when they dance into the same song, they look so different. But what happened?
Word.
Listen, what happened? White people, average white band, the Righteous Brothers, they came out with music called the Blue-Eyed Soul. Why? Because they was emphasizing their beat on the second and the fourth beat. And niggas was able to dance to their shit. And before you know it, no niggas won soul music categories. Now, how about that? White people was winning all the soul categories, the blues categories, for the same reason.
It's like the same thing with the Grammys.
All of it.
They're doing
what I'm
that
saying,
now with the Grammys.
No, bro, yeah. Bro, you're right. All of it. But what I'm saying is it stems from some motherfucker watering down what the shit is. Well, not watering it down. They actually try to say what it is. But once you say what it is to a white boy, he waters it down so the fucking mass of people can enjoy it. That's why now they can say pimp your house, pimp your car, pimp this, yes, pimp that. But a pimp, you gotta hate a pimp. Come on, man. They deem the Three Amigos, they're doing the same thing. Tariq Nasheed, when he started defining the word player, Mac, and all this shit, you see everybody was on the internet talking about player, Mac, all this bullshit. Because the definition was watered down to where it could be anybody. But if you think of a player, you think of a Mac, you think of a pimp, you thinking of some motherfucker that's doing something illegal to get what the fuck he wants to live good. You ain't thinking of no motherfucking engineer. You know what
and
I'm saying?
Plus when you don't put the work in, you think you balling and you gamed up. And it's just like in your head, and you didn't really do the work. So then when it comes to an actual situation, you get bombed on because...
Hey, listen, bro. I don't know. I think you said you listened to it. But what I'm saying is, like that nigga EO got bombed on fucking with me.
Exactly.
It shows game. It shows you a motherfucker that's talking about he got game, that's talking to a motherfucker with game. Because I have always said, a motherfucker with game will shut a motherfucker that don't have game up. And you see that motherfucker say, man, I don't have nothing to say. What kind of motherfucker
and
with
game?
And
you know why? You know why, bud? You know why? It's exactly
why they
ask that, and they have this like issue, like they're not fully gamed up, right? It's because of that. They're trying. They don't understand what you're teaching. What you're teaching is, yo, believe, put your work in, but then trust yourself. I can't tell you what to do. I can't be there with you in the moment. You got to have wits. All of the wisdom that you give, that why you got so many people calling and all that stuff. What he's trying to do and what other people like him are trying to do is they're trying to compartmentalize it and forget about like what it really is, because to them, they're trying to like break it up so they can understand it. But in that whole process, they don't really even understand it. So they're even confusing themselves. That's another problem that's happening. That's why you see him. He's trying to
call.
They try to call you to get game. They calling you to get game, but in the same breath, they're kind of disrespecting the game and disrespecting you. So you knowing that, you stop all that. You're like, yo, man, we're not moving like that. You're not going to talk about those things and have me agree just because I'm on your show. We're not going to do it like this because I know what you're doing is you're leading people the wrong way. If you're really talking about game, this is what it is. So, you know, please go ahead, my fault.
Hey, man. Hey, I love you, man. That's some good shit, man. Yeah. And you really and truly are picking up what I'm doing. I mean, every time you call in, say what you're saying, you hit the nail on the head as far as my intentions. I love it, man.
God bless you. I love you.
Thank you, man. Hey, 754, what's up with you, bro? I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. 531, I'm coming to you in a minute. What's up, 754?
What's up, man? You know, you like an uncle for real, man. You be dropping that knowledge. It's like your family almost, how you dropping that game, man. You know, because you're not really supposed to be privileged to all this information right here.
Because this shit is personal, man. You know, this shit is personal.
It really is, man.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
And that's what I want. That was my little piece I wanted to add in. You know, I feel like you say, man, you led me to believe people just don't want to think. No, they want to do everything but think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't want to have to. And going back to when you talk about the blues and stuff, you know, I'm thinking that we was talking about something else in the class I was in where, you know, they're talking about how blacks moving first. So-called blacks, you know what I'm saying, move in first and everybody else move in second. So we're talking about the dancing and stuff like that. That's why they're off like that, because we were first, so we moving first. And that kind of, I be thinking like first is original. You know what I mean? And then you talk about the original dancing.
Too many motherfuckers can argue opposite that, man. So that's you can believe it if you do, but that's shallow, man, and that ain't going to take you very far. It's just not. I ain't saying you wrong. We were first, but that ain't gonna take you very far. All right, hey 531, I seen you, man. Thanks for waiting. What's up?
What's up, bud? How you doing, Mike?
Just I'm good, bro.
I was just telling you. It was a whole bunch of simping. That's all it is. It's all the way. That's what it locks down to.
But see, wait, stop. You use the word simping.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what simping means. What does simping mean?
Simping.
Yeah, simping, what does it mean?
It's weak shit.
Well, I mean, that's a fucking generic, watered-down fucking definition. What does simping mean?
What you're telling me?
What?
Would you like me to give you more definition or detail on that definition?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay. Simping is something that, you know, people that...
Stop. Listen. Unless you start off saying simping is an acronym... meaning suckers imitating master pimps. You don't know what the fuck simping means. Anytime you start trying to explain it without it letting people know that's what it is, because simping is a word that's derived from pimping, because the simps pretend and the pimps are real. What I'm saying is, if you don't know what it means,
how can you use the word?
I didn't ask you if I was right or wrong. I'm saying, if you don't know what the word means, how can you use it?
I do know what the word means. But
okay, bro. Stop. Stop. Why would you, in public, lie to yourself like that? You said you know what it means, and then I say, well, what do it mean? And you started explaining what you thought it means, and I told you it didn't mean that. And then we had a few words, and you started telling me in more detail what you thought it meant. And I cut you off then, and I told you if you don't start off saying simping, meaning taking in consideration the letter S, which means suckers, which you never said. So you're never, you're not identifying what simping is unless you identify it's suckers, people like you, thinking they got game. And then they get to talking to a motherfucker with game, and they see they ain't got no game. So they start adjusting what they said. When the nigga they talking to don't adjust shit. I'm telling you, you ain't got no fucking game. And I can hear it because I got game. Now, what the fuck you got to say?
I wouldn't put it in the context that you said it in.
You
that
ain't
mean that I don't know what it is.
Okay, bro. Bring your ass to the curb and bring that shit you talking. See what happened to your punk ass. I'm just saying, man, you got punk and you'd even be saying that goddamn shit. Listen, Esther, you quiet. Why you letting me make you be quiet, man?
I'm listening to what you're saying so I can give
you... Oh, you're being nice, huh? Why a motherfucker calling you a punk?
Hey,
you good motherfucking doing the appropriate thing, motherfucker. That's why you get fucked up. That's why, man. I'm telling you the truth. Nobody want to hear that punk shit. And you ain't finna come outside on the curb and say that bullshit. You're going to get slapped. Now, you might fight, but then niggas going to jump on you. Because you fucked up. You the one said that bullshit. That's why you motherfuckers don't go nowhere. That's why you don't do shit. That's why you don't step on the sidewalk. That's why you ain't on the curb with them motherfuckers, because you can't deal. And you know it. So you do it like you're doing it on the phone, talking shit, whatever, whatever. And when you in public, you some motherfucking corporate punk. I'm a corporate. What?
I said, that's how you feel.
No, that ain't how I feel. That's how you showing us. If it ain't, why are you so quiet? Because you ain't about to tell me all. You ain't about to tell me all this shit I'm telling you about me, and I be quiet and listen to it, you motherfucker.
But anyway, saying.
Hey, but anyway, hang on, show motherfucker. You got bumped off. But anyway, hey, wait, stop. Hey, are you gonna be honest? Because I'm gonna ask you a question, and I want you to be honest. You don't have to be honest, but
Let me do my question now.
No, wait, I want my question first.
You already had your question.
My question is this. You listen to the Three Amigos, don't you? Tell the fucking truth.
Hell no. Hell no, I don't listen to the motherfuckers. Come on now.
Okay. Now, ask your question.
All right, now. So my question is Star Jones, right? You was on
right.
the show,
what
right?
What about the bitch?
Hey. I'm just saying, how did you stay so calm in the situation when the situation was escalated like that? How did you break out like that? How were you able to keep your composure?
Man, you asked the question. You ain't got to explain it to me. What I'm saying is this, bro. You got to understand this. First and foremost, when that was on The View, and when I was finna come on, I was behind this curtain. And I'm behind this curtain, and all of a sudden, Star Jones walk up. And she said, "You Rosebud?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "I'm scared of you." I said, "Why?" She said, "You ain't got no gold teeth." And then the curtains open. She said that shit to me right before we went out. Now, what that told me was this was a setup. I knew it. And when I walked out there, I told myself I was just going to be cool, calm, and collected because I know these bitches going to be coming at me. And that, if you was there, they come and this bitch asking that, and you know, and I'm answering them. And Star Jones, she want to ask me about my daughter.
Hey, you knocking it out the box.
Hey, she say, do you want your daughter to be a hoe? I say, contrary to popular belief,
What'd you tell her,
my children to do something much more and much better than I did. That threw her off. Hey, that threw her off.
Yes, sir.
And then
yes,
she was quiet. If you look at it, she was quiet. And then other motherfucking bitches is fucking with me. And then Star said, well, because I'm telling these bitches I ain't beating no motherfucking hoe to be with me. If she don't want to be with me, get the fuck out. You know, I'm saying that kind of shit. And Star Jones come on. Now she got something. She say, well, why do you have to beat your women to be with you? I say, Star, if you don't want to be with me, you cannot see my address from inside my motherfucking apartment. You have to get out. So if you don't want to be with me, why would you be in here? Do you know what that bitch did? No, wait. She asked another question. About my daughter, and I told that bitch that my daughter gets the absolute truth from me. She know I was a pimp. I don't want no motherfucker running up to her, some kid running up to her. Oh, your dad was a pimp and your mom was a whore. Fucking her up. I told her that shit, and you know what that bitch did? She got the fuck up and walked off. I thought she walked off so fast.
It was like a fire on her ass or something.
Because she could not stop me, man. I was not.
No, she couldn't.
Go ahead.
But can I say something?
Go ahead.
She couldn't stand in the fire that you had put in. That's what I'm saying. And I recognize that. And, you know, I in that position, you held your own. And you stood
okay,
up.
Now, wait. Your question was, how did I maintain my composure, right?
Yes, it was.
The way I maintained my composure was I completely went pimp mode. I ain't let the bitch make me say shit. I ain't going to let the bitch get shit on me. Straight pimp mode. Everything she say, I'm addressing, but I'm going dripping with is going to shatter up. And that's what I was doing.
Hey, that's right on. Hey,
I'm going to
leave the floor.
I got hella callers, man. Hold on. 216, what's up?
But I'm back for one more. Hey, so look, just so everybody know, and it's not too vague, these three amigos, and not even just them, everybody else, these dating coaches, they giving strategies. What they're trying to do is give strategies to how to get some pussy. And to me, in my mind, if you're doing everything you can to get some pussy, that sounds like a trick to me. That sounds like
a
trick.
No. A trick got a special amount of money every week that he's spending on pussy. Period. That's a trick. I don't care.
Wow.
See, that's what I'm saying. Guys use words. But listen, they are giving up strategy to get pussy. But you know the only strategy a pimp uses to get pussy? Fuck your pussy, bitch. That's
wow.
The only strategy we use. Bitch, take your pussy, wrap it up, and sell it. You motherfucker.
Hey, bud, I love it. Hey, look, but, so just listen, though. Hear me out real quick. So when I said that, you got to understand that it's another nigga, one of these dating coaches. He above all of them right now. I ain't going to say the nigga name. But these niggas actually coming out now and saying, fuck all the strategies to get pussy. Just pay $3,000 for some high-end pussy. These niggas is actually telling these niggas,
hey,
like,
man,
fuck
hey,
all
hey,
the strategies.
Listen, man, that's why you talking that stupid-ass shit, because you even listen to them fools, man. I ain't got time for that shit, man. Hey, 718, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
I
want to make a statement because I think it might be something that you're leaving out, possibly.
Come on.
Okay, I don't know much about the game because I'm a working man and I take pride in that.
Brother, can you come on and make a statement?
Listen, I'm getting to it. When I hear y'all talk about game, I think that you might be leaving out the fact that times change. I'm 40 years old, and even my era is fading away. It's certain things. It's just a cycle of life. Every lion, the sun.
Okay, man, I understand what you're saying. What is your point?
My point is, when it comes to the game, I don't think that there's no need for us to get bent out of shape about that because it's going to be watered down. That's just the way life goes.
Hey, bro, listen to this. Keep believing that, because if you didn't believe it, we wouldn't have suckers.
Okay, that's a good one if you feel that way.
Hey, bro, you can believe what I'm saying. You can think I'm being smart, whatever you want to think. But what I'm saying is if people didn't believe what the fuck you just said, there wouldn't be suckers. Because the game is going to change. Times is going to change. Times is going to change. But the game is going to elevate with the times. You crazy motherfucker. Do you think when they was just using paper money, didn't have credit cards, motherfuckers was already up on what to do with credit cards? No. So when credit cards came out, it stopped them motherfuckers that was doing what they was doing to get money on the paper tip going in bank. But them motherfuckers just learned how to deal with credit cards. That's why you got that big shit going on now. Identity theft. Because game elevates. Period. Silly motherfucker.
Nah, you're right about that.
I know I'm right. So that shit you're saying is wrong.
Okay.
Period. 919, what's up?
Real clear, bro. You said you had 10 books, right?
Yeah.
Where can I find them at? So I looked your name up on Amazon. I can't.
Hold on, man. Check this out. You might not have heard it, but I got to make my sights over. Because Steve the Dean had something to do with it. And he, like, made sure my sights are not up. Ask Rosebud.com and RosebudTheAuthor.com. I mean, it ain't no big deal. You know, it's just just something they got to deal with. But he only did it yesterday, so I wasn't able to handle it by today. So I'm finna call my nigga. We gonna handle everything today. I don't know if the shit gonna be built and up and all that today, because this nigga got a whole bunch of shit information that I need so that I can handle paying for my own .com. But the nigga ain't gonna give it to me. Because of whatever his reason, because I called him the Three Amigos. He's still a punk. You know, I hope he call in, you know, but he ain't. But, you know, that's punk. Mm-hmm. So that's how I go, bro. But thanks. Okay, private number. I'm going to pick you. I'm going to pick you, private number, so you can talk. But if you start talking about a pizza, I'm finna the motherfucking just ace you out. What's up, man, private number?
Brother, it's EO, man. Stop talking about me, man. What's wrong with you, man? Every day.
All right, so this is the pizza guy. He's EO. He's not EO. 224, what's up?
Mr. Rosebud, better dose. How you doing?
I'm good. What's happening?
I had a question for you. I'm probably way off topic. I know I'm way off topic, but my significant other is also a teacher, she keeps going off of these studies and these statistics and these books that she reads, and I keep telling her, like, for me, sometimes it feels offensive when, how do I say it? To try to understand somebody like me, because we come from completely different places, different worlds, different backgrounds. I was born with a deformity, born third world parents in, Waukegan, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. So And I keep trying to tell her, hey, this the way things are moving right now in teaching, the reason why kids act the way that they act these days are because of the fact that y'all make excuses for them in every which way and shape and form. No one has to be tough. No one has to have any perseverance or toughness.
Hey, bro, do you know what kind of teaching you're talking about? That's called rote, R-O-T-E teaching. Now, what I'm saying is rote teaching is only going to tell kids to do and watch and listen, blah, 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 and then whatever you did and whatever you heard and whatever you've seen, I'm going to give you a test on it. And if you get a good test, a good score, you get a good grade. That ain't shit to kids. That ain't shit to people. And rote learning is what your woman is talking about. Active learning is what you need to be involved in and what she needs to be involved in. Because she sees in those kids that's not doing good because she bores them to death would be doing hella better because they're involved in what they're learning. If you don't involve that kid and what they're learning, then that kid is going to get bored. So what she's doing is what kept kids' attention in the 1800s. Kids are different now. So you got to
absolutely
have them actively involved in shit. So if it's a math language, lesson, you got to have them doing shit physically that shows them about these numbers you're talking about. 5 + 2 = 3. Five minus two equals three. So you fucking get five kids up and you tell them, how do you make it three? And then whatever you do, I'm just saying, you get them involved.
Yeah.
As you get them involved and as they, progress grade-wise, you make the involvement that they're in more difficult. Not more difficult, but actually more socially involved. Because no matter what, unless you're trying to be a physicist, you don't really need to know hella shit about math. If you're trying to be a physicist, you need to know all that shit. But if you ain't interested in that goddamn shit, but you need to know a little bit about physics. So you got to figure out how to bring it to them.
And I apologize because I know your show isn't about any of this, but I like every time that you have a live broadcast, and I wanted to ask you about this because I know you're passionate about teaching. I'm either at work or I'm asleep or I have a crazy schedule. But the thing is, she keeps bringing up this thing that they're like, well, you know, these kids, they've gone through trauma. Darren, you've gone through trauma. And I'm sitting there thinking like everybody goes through trauma.
Wait, listen. Now, I hope whoever listening don't take this out of context. But what I'm saying is you got to think about this, man. You got these women talking about being raped. Rape is horrible. I'm not trying to condone it in any way.
That's,
what I'm saying,
that's different trauma, though.
Can
that's
you
different
fucking
trauma.
Listen to what the fuck I got to say, man?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is this. In slavery times, which woman was not raped? So what I'm saying, listen. If being raped had the effect that these motherfuckers are saying it has today, there would be no black people. Because then women would be traumatized and they wouldn't want to be with men. Rape and all of that trauma bullshit did happen. But if you want to live in it, I'm talking about years after it's done, you're going to pay for therapy, you're going to do all this shit, spend money. And that's what's going on, man, because rape and all that shit has been going on like a motherfucker, even with white people. But niggas seriously been raped. And if I'm telling you, the bitch get raped and she come on, hey, that motherfucker took that pussy, but you still cool. Woo, woo, woo. That's what the dude would say. That's what people would think. But no, oh, you should be, oh, my God, you're traumatized, like they do today. Why? Because everybody make money off that. I'm not saying rape ain't shit. I'm not saying trauma ain't shit. What I'm saying is, if you a nigga, you live through that goddamn shit. How many times you cut your fucking hand and the goddamn a white person would take rush their kid to the hospital and the nigga just wrap it up? I'm just saying, it could need stitches. But if you ain't got it, you ain't going to let it break you. You don't supposed to let trauma break you is what I'm saying. And your woman, she's right to understand trauma, but she's dealing with it wrong because she's letting trauma win. She's not letting the person overcome trauma.
Oh, that's heavy right there, but that's heavy.
Hey, I'm an instructor, man, and you asking some shit about teaching, bro. And let me tell you something.
Hey, no,
I'm always open to whatever the fuck anybody got to say. Whatever the fuck I'm talking about as far as the subject ain't limiting me to that. Otherwise, this
is that's
you know
this, what? This is why I had. Yeah, that's why I had to ask you about it, man. I've been waiting. It's been like damn near a week and a half for me having this argument with her about her studies and this and that. And you gotta you're going about it.
Hey, man, when you explain to her how she's allowing trauma to win because she's not letting the kids live their life through the trauma, because that's what niggas had to do, live their life through the trauma. If she got raped tonight, tomorrow she still got to go pick some cotton or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate you. Hey, stay on, man.
I appreciate you.
Just stay on, man. Don't go nowhere. 916, what's up?
Stay on. Hey, Rosebud, this is Luciano from Stockton, California.
What's happening?
With that said, allow me to continue with the purpose of this call. So, just like the title said, bitch niggas will always be bitch niggas. That stands true to real niggas will always be real niggas. So 2.0, it was mentioned to try to achieve that status of being regal. And my thought, my belief is, that, you know, we continue to speak about these three amigas. You know, you say amigos, I say amigas because they act like females more than anything. But I just feel like we keep talking about them. That's holding us back from reaching that level we want to reach as far as trying to be extraordinary.
Hey, stop right there. That's because you stuck there, man. We talking about shit that's progressive like a motherfucker. The three amigos could be an underlying topic. But they're not the topic we're talking about.
Yeah, but they keep being brought up, though, is what I'm
saying.
Who
gives a fuck?
Well, if we didn't give a fuck, why else are they being mentioned? All I'm saying is let's be progressive.
No. I didn't say I didn't give a fuck about mentioning them. I'm saying I don't give a fuck about how many times they're being mentioned.
Right.
Why do you?
Why do I what?
Care.
I don't care. All I'm saying is...
You obviously care because that's what you're talking about. So why do you care?
We paying too much attention to them is all I'm saying. We shouldn't steep to that level. We should be the bigger man.
Hey,
bro.
What level are you thinking we're sinking to?
Say that again?
What level do you think we're sinking to?
Whatever that level is on, we shouldn't even be paying attention to them is what I'm saying.
Hey, listen to this, bro.
Come on with it.
You shouldn't be paying attention to them, but you should know why you're not paying attention to them, and you should know why in the fullest detail. So if, let's say, you didn't heard enough about them who you don't necessarily need to hear no more, and you come, you tune in, you hear that's what we talking about, your ass should tune out. Why you didn't do that?
Because I fuck with you, and anything that comes out of
your
mouth.
Yes, if you fuck with me, you know I don't give a fuck what the fuck you think.
Okay, yeah, and I'm still with you. I'm not working with feelings, so what I really don't give a fuck what you think either, but I just fuck with you. I got the course, and, you know.
Bro,
I
know you got the course because you mentioned 2.0.
I got the course.
Listen, I just told you because you mentioned 2.0 and me mentioned and me telling you trying to act or being regal.
Right.
You just said that. You think I don't listen?
Yes, I do. No, I didn't deny you here.
Well, you wouldn't if you knew you said that and you knew I listened, you wouldn't ask me how I knew you got the course. Because that's how I know.
Right, but maybe I want to make sure you're paying attention, but I see you paying attention.
Well, now you know.
All right, hey, and that stands true to steel will always sharpen steel. You dig? Hey, it's all love, Rosebud. I'll check in with you some other time, man. Much love.
You know it, brother. Be cool.
Likewise. All right.
Hey, 434, what's up?
I'm on the earth.
Hey, what's up, man? Go ahead.
Oh, my bad, man. I can't disclose who I am, but I know I'm in the 434 crew, Virginia type shit. I'm just letting you know, man, I've been listening to you for a couple months, and I agree with you and what you're saying half the time, you feel me? And, like, I feel like that goes with anybody. But I'm just saying, man, much love. I ain't got much time. I'll talk to you later, Mike.
Hold up. You said you agree half the time. What about the other half?
The other half, I fucks with you, 100%.
All right, man. All right, this is cool, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
London motherfucker, I'm not choosing you because you finna order a pizza. 754, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? You all right? I don't know if I push one or not, but I do want to say this, man. Like, you going back to what we was talking about earlier, like, you said I was shallow. I just want to know why you said that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know who you are.
Oh, I was talking about how the black people, the original peoples, and being original have certain responsibilities and certain movements that you can do that other people can't do. You know, so they can try to do it, but they can't do it.
Okay. I guess I remember what.
So I was just trying to figure out why you would say something like that is shallow, and I just want that for my personal self, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. You was on the phone to me, and I said that, right?
Yeah.
Why the fuck did you ask me that shit right then?
Because I was trying to think, like, slightly racist, but...
Because you're a Trump, and you don't want to admit it. Then you want to try to act like you
ain't
no...
I'm not a chump. I just try to...
Bro, listen. What I'm saying is, I'm saying you shallow about something you talking about right now. And your ass ain't going to check me on it. You going to wait till later? So I didn't talk to 100 other motherfuckers? And then you going to ask me about it?
Use my own thinking to figure out what's my definition of shallow. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you were shallow, bro. You was deep. Is that better for you?
I feel that too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no.
Hey, you was deep, man. You feel that too. 901, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, Bo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, man. This is my question, man. And so besides being yourself, how can you reward somebody that's really down with you? Besides keeping on being who you are.
You talking about a woman?
Yes.
Man, there's all kind of ways, man. Have you been to the drive-in lately?
Man, enough said. Nope.
Well, I'm saying is, you got a house, I'm sure. You got a backyard, I'm sure. Have you spent the night out there lately?
Nope.
Well, shit, man. I'm saying all the inexpensive little things that you can do, you're missing.
Yeah. Well, you just want to...
Bro, stop. You see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
What am I saying?
You saying just fine-tune it. That's what I'm getting out of it. Fine-tune it and just drive
it
on home.
Brother, fine-tune it can mean whatever to me, and it can mean something else to somebody else. What the fuck am I saying, man? You're talking in riddles.
To me, it's saying the little things count, you know.
Bro, that's exactly what I'm saying. Brother, I'm trying to tell you, the little shit that you motherfuckers don't think of doing is the things you need to be doing. You thinking about you ain't got no money, I ain't got no time. Well, man, you got plenty of time to do this shit. It is nothing that's going to take you out of your day. It's just shit you think of doing instead of sitting down smoking your cigar or instead of sitting down in your man cave or whatever the fuck. I'm saying it's little shit you could do with your goddamn woman that's going to make her feel like $1 million. And you ain't did shit. Because think about this, man. When your woman do little shit for you, don't you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Why wouldn't she? Because I'm going to be willing to say this. I'm going out on a limb. You don't do shit for her.
I don't.
So I'm saying.
I don't.
Hey, listen, man. Tit for tat. You know what that means?
Yeah, give and take.
You motherfucking right. How come you not doing that? Now, listen. What I'm saying is now we didn't talk about this. Now you didn't realize some things. Isn't it some things you're thinking that you haven't been thinking?
You said, is it some things that I haven't been thinking?
Isn't it some things that you're thinking now that we've talked that you haven't been thinking?
Yes, that's true.
So what I'm saying is that's why you called in. So you can get something to do. My question is, are you going to fucking do it? Or are you just going to sit there and realize you ain't been doing it?
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
So, bro, listen. What I'm saying is, if you see there is some things for you to do, and you have said, committed, that you're going to do it, it don't mean your life is going to change tomorrow because you did it tonight. But what I'm saying is, this is what's important. You have to acknowledge this shit to yourself, and then you got to go do it. You can't just acknowledge it to me while we talking and then go home and forget about it. Do the shit, man, and watch what it do to your woman. I'm telling you, bro, you got to believe me on this. Do what the fuck, whatever it is, whatever little thing it is, something little, man, run her bath water. I mean, something little. Do it. And then call in. Let's just talk about it, man.
Right.
All right?
Gotcha.
All right, man. Cool. 215, what's up?
How you doing, Rosebud? Thank you for taking my call today.
Hey, I'm good, brother. What's up?
I've been thinking, and I wanted to ask you, like, it involved this topic about, you know, looking, finding the source and learning from it. Like, when I hear you talk or, like, people do their things, it's like it's a certain vibe to them, and I'm trying to get there. And my question to you is, how can me, as a male, take that next step and, you know, and just do it?
Wait, stop. I already fucking heard the question. I don't need no explanation. Let me ask you something. If you got to pee, how do you do it?
You just go to the bathroom and pee.
Okay. So if you want to take the next step to whatever the fuck you're talking about, how the fuck do you think you do that?
You just take the step and do it.
You fucking right. Now, your question should be, how the fuck do you identify the steps necessary to take? Let's say you ask that. Ask it.
How do I take, how do I recognize and take the necessary steps to do it?
Well, man, first of all, if we're trying to take the next step, you only said you noticed different dudes or whatever being, I don't know, you didn't really say. But my point is, you haven't identified where you're trying. You haven't identified where you're trying to go. So, first of all, you need to stop being so vague. Otherwise, you're leaving room for you to be a liar. So what I'm saying, you don't want to be vague. You don't want to leave no vague room. So you have to identify what you want. Otherwise, once you identify it, then you got to say to yourself, how goddamn do I do that? And then you're going to come up with something to do, but you have not been doing it, and you know it. So whatever the next step is, which I already know you have, am I wrong or right?
You're right.
Why haven't you taken it?
Because I'm scared.
So, bro, this is what I'm trying to get you motherfuckers to understand. All that lying you doing to yourself, that's why you ain't shit. That's why you can't do shit. Because you might be lying to me, and I don't know it, but you sure know you lying. And you ain't going to be able to make no move because you know you lying. So let's get that straight. Sidewalk University, bro, October 1st, we start. You better sign up because I ain't giving it all in this shit. Sign up, bro. 754, what's going on?
Shit, I'm kicking it, just picking up my kid from school, man.
I'll
definitely hit you back in a minute, though.
All right.
773, what's up?
Hey, what's up? This D-Lace, man. You know, how can a old sucker get on the game, get on the field, man?
Hey, wait, Nancy. I just don't know why you guys ask that. How? Shit. Because if you wanted to drive your car after you started it, how would you drive it?
You look out the window.
And then the car gonna drive because you looked out the window?
I'm just want to get a bitch, man. I want to know how to talk to a bitch.
Hey, bro, answer the goddamn question. Why can't you answer the question?
Man, fuck that, man. I'm just trying to get a bitch, man.
All right. Keep trying. 660. Fuck you. 202, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? What's going on, man? I bought your book, man, a long time ago, man, when I was a teenager and stuff. Yeah, a few years back, but I'm going to get to my question, though, so check it. This is my question. So as far as managing relationships, what would you say is a core skill that you have to have as far as managing relationships, just in general?
What is the what, the core feeling?
Nah, what's a core skill that you got to have in order to manage relationships in general. Just
wait. The course, what? I don't know what you're saying. You're saying what's the what?
Skill. SKILL.
Oh, what is the skill?
Core skill, yeah. The most important one.
That you have to have. Sense of self. Knowledge of conversation, the confidence to use what you know, and the ability to see your motherfucking indications, which give you your action.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna try to remember all of that because
This shit is recorded, so you can go to I think an hour and 30 or 40 minutes in, and you can get it, bro.
All right, let's do that.
All right, be cool. 225, what's up?
Man, what's happening, bud? Man, where you
getting
from, man? Man, this shit is unbelievable. Man, you know you saying, you remember back you'll be in high school and something like that, and you know you'll see a little chick you like, and you'll carry her books to class. And next thing you know, all the other little chicks, they like it. Now they want to holler at you. Like you said, little simple shit. What's wrong with us, man? Little simple shit. And then they be talking that crazy shit. Man, I used to plan how I was going to talk to these chicks. Like I planned in my day, I'm going to talk to her at 12. I'm going to talk to her at 6. I'm going to say this. And then I walk up, I'm thinking I'm saying some lame, stupid shit, and the girl loves it. What's wrong with
listen. What you just said is important because that's how it happened almost every single time shit happened. You think what you've been to say is so fucking square and fucked up that this bitch ain't gonna motherfucking goddamn give you no action, but fuck. That's all I thought to say, so I'm finna go say it. You go say it, and the next thing you know, the bitch in your bed. Yeah, but it's not simple shit. It's the shit that you have to make yourself do because of the fear you have of doing it. When that is the case, shit happens because you're addressing your fears and you're pushing through it. And you just being rewarded. But now what I'm saying is you got to understand that sometimes you won't be rewarded. But nine out of ten times you're going to be rewarded when you have that fear and you go right on ahead and say what the fuck you was planning on saying, the way you planned on saying it, scared and all, and that shit turns out right.
You see, and then sometimes the girl will get mad at you, and then you quit talking, and then you keep on talking. Not like you say, not on your own, but just 5 minutes at 10 o'clock, you done said some dumb shit. She done got mad, but you started running. At 10:15, y'all got a whole conversation. Next thing you know, y'all chopping up. Next thing you know, y'all done had a baby.
I don't know about that baby shit, man.
I'm just bullshit. Hey,
you right, man. Hey, you right. That's how it goes. Thanks, bro.
901,
what's up?
Yeah, man. I'm calling because I guess he referring to me because that's the question that I asked. You know what I'm saying?
What question did you ask?
I asked about, you know, what could I do to reward the bitch besides being yourself. That's what I asked.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think he is talking about that shit.
I feel like really my brother trying to minimize, you know what I'm saying, the situation and really me, really in general.
Stop. You're being emotional. He ain't minimizing it. You just realizing how little that shit is. Don't be mad at him because he's making you see how small that shit is. You should have seen how small it is to do way before you heard this motherfucker saying what he's saying. He ain't minimizing shit. He's maximizing the opportunity for you to see how you've been fucking up. Now what?
Is it a fuck up if I'm still having it my way? I'm still having it my way.
There you go.
There you go.
Wait, stop. If you're having it your way, you wouldn't be on the phone. Would you?
Okay.
Would you?
Would you? Yeah.
You would be on the phone if you have it your way.
I'm on the phone for the simple fact. I'm trying to lock
in
for another.
Why are you on the phone? I'm saying if you was a nigga that was having it your way, you wouldn't be on the phone. So I'm saying you ain't having it your way. And if you're saying you are having it your way, I'm saying, why the fuck are you on the phone then?
Because I felt like I was missing something. Because let me say this. Before you cut me off, let me say this. I felt like I was missing something, but that never stopped the action that I was getting. You know, this is something that I've been having going on for years.
Bro, you are missing something. And you're missing confidence. Of course. Yeah. Of course, you haven't shit your way, so you confident. But obviously, you're not, because if you're missing whatever the fuck you're missing, you would have discovered what it was because of your confidence. Because your confidence will not allow you to be missing something. How are you going to be a confident motherfucker, and you're missing something? Do you think Usain Bolt thinks he's missing anything when it comes to sprinting?
Okay, well, let me say it like
yes
this.
Yes or no, motherfucker? You didn't answer the question.
Okay, so the question was, do Usain Bolt think he's missing anything? Yes, he does. That's why he get out there and polish up his game every day.
No. You're wrong. He don't listen to what you said, polish up his game. You didn't say increase his game, learn this or learn that. You said polish up his game, meaning he's doing what he know already. He's just making sure he's doing it. Now, you're right as far as there could be something he learned, even doing what he's doing. But if it's about what he's doing, he ain't slacking. Because he know what to do and he's doing it, bro. Can you say that about you?
Yeah, I can, because my track record speaks for itself.
Okay, wait, I'm not saying you lying. I'm just saying, what the fuck are you calling for then?
I called because I had a question, man. It's just that simple.
Bro.
It's just that simple.
Bro, you got to understand what you're saying. If you got it where you say you got it, there is no questions. There is none.
Oh, if I could answer the question again, I'm calling because I was calling to see if I could increase. You know what I'm saying? Get an increase. So I was calling
to ask a question.
Bro,
listen, if you got the shit the way you say you got it, you're right to be looking for an increase. But you're wrong to be looking for somebody to be telling you where that increase is. You're supposed to be able to see from what's going on in your life where the goddamn increase is. I don't know where the fuck the increase is. I don't know where it should be. I don't know where your emphasis should be put. All I know is you should put emphasis on what's important. What that is, how the fuck do I know? So my question again, you said right. But then why are you calling?
Right.
Why are you calling?
But,
why are you calling?
That's what I'm trying to answer.
No, you're not.
I'm calling.
And this is what, listen, all you guys that's listening, this is what I don't like about Speed the Dean. This is what I don't like about Lucario. This is what I don't like about EO. They don't give a fuck that motherfuckers be running from what they be asking. They don't give a fuck that they be punking out right in front of you in your face. They don't call you on it because they don't give a fuck about you. Them motherfuckers want to make some money. And I ain't mad at them. Steve Dean showed me how to make money on this shit, so I ain't mad at him.
Hey,
but I ain't going to be like him, nigga. I'm not going to let you sit here and say some punk-ass shit to me, man.
I got another question. So my question is, in answer to your question, brother, you asked me why am I calling. I just really, it's because I don't want to cheat the bitch. You know what I'm saying? I want to give her something for what she's giving me. You know what I mean? I just want
to have integrity. Stop right there. Stop right there. If that's the case, let's say you don't want to cheat the bitch, blah, blah, blah. So you saying that's all you can think? What I'm saying is if you don't want to cheat the bitch, don't you have to think how are you not going to do it? No, you don't have to think that. You can call in and ask me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying about you motherfuckers, man. You scared to think. You already know you don't want to cheat the bitch. So why don't you think of how not to cheat her? What the fuck is wrong with that, caller? Stop right there. Don't say nothing. Listen to me. This is game being shown in your face right now. Game will shut your goddamn bullshit ass up. Do you hear me? It will make you shut up.
It's making me level up, bro. It's making me level up.
Hey, it'll make you have to think of something to say, because, motherfucker, you ain't going to never say something to me where I'm not replying immediately. You be quiet for 3-4 seconds. That's like a lifetime in radio. So you can say what the fuck you think and believe what the fuck you think. But I'm trying to get you to understand. You a punk motherfucker with punk shit to say, and you believe in punk shit, and you gonna always believe it, and your bitch ain't gonna be your bitch long if you keep not stepping up. And you better believe that.
That's what's up. I appreciate it.
You know it. 914, what's up with you?
Regarding your website, all you got to do is open up a GoDaddy account, and then you just transfer the domain, and that's it. And you just start paying it, okay? You're welcome. I'll talk to you
later. Thank you. God damn it.
You are ready. All right, no doubt. Peace.
See what I'm saying, man? Look, this is why I'm like I am. People look out. People look out for me. I mean, shit. This motherfucker know I appreciate that shit. But he don't know how much I appreciate it. He just don't know how much. You know, I think I get taken advantage of, man, but I don't really think that. But, you know, as far as that goes, somebody shouldn't have been, you know, gave me $1 billion. Hey, 718, what's up?
Yeah, I got a quick question. Where do you get your understanding from?
Pimping hoes and slamming Rolls Royce doors. All I wore was tailor-made clothes, had game, running around me. All I did was this. And 1, 2, 3. That's where I got it from, bro.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, 909, what's up with you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, I just got like 2 questions to ask.
Okay, brother, come up.
How do you get different perspectives on things that would really open your mind to a smarter, more creative way of thinking?
How do you get
become more of a creative thinker?
Okay, wait a minute. How do you get different perspectives that opens your mind so you can see different ways of thinking? Is that what you asked?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, man, that's a hard question. Me. I'm just curious. I just fucking want to, I don't want to know how to build a motor on the car. That's going to get my fingernails dirty and all that shit. I don't want that. I mean, I do want to know how to build a house. I mean, I do want to know how to build different shit, you know, cabinets, all that kind of shit. I do want a motherfucking, if that's the case, be able to design some exotic, shit for a car. And why I'm saying all that is, I don't know, you know, what the fuck I want to do, but I want to do damn near anything I think of. I don't know if you've seen the paintings that I did. I did paintings. And I thought I really was going to be in the paintings. Fuck, I was so strong on that shit, I'd be up like 20 hours doing some shit. And I painted like, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 paintings. But shit, that shit wore off, man. You know? So I don't know what the fuck. I just know whatever the fuck I start doing, I'm finna do the shit out of it until the fuck I don't want to do it no more. I built my pool tables. I built my desk. I built some of my furniture in the living room. I built my bed. I mean, you know, I do shit like that. But none of that is me. What's me is like Peachy. What's me is some person challenging my intellect, not on an adversarial type way, but, you know, asking something that challenges how I think. You know, that's me. I don't know if I answered your question, but that's how I deal with, you know, I can do anything, bro. Any fucking thing. You feel me?
Yeah. No, yeah, you definitely give like a different different thought on the question, you know? I appreciate
Well, what's
that.
The second question?
Okay. How to find the language someone identifies with the most during conversation, like how to find how to come at them differently?
Bro, if you're not intentionally saying what you're saying during a conversation so that what they say will tell you where to go, then you're not talking. I mean, you're not really conversing. You're just talking. At Cyborg University, we do not just talk. Let's say you say hello. The way you say it, how you said it, and I'm talking about the timing of you saying it, all is intentional. And if it ain't like that, the rest of your conversation ain't going to be shit. Because every fucking thing that come out your mouth supposed to be intentional. And you supposed to actually know, or at least believe you know, what the fuck this motherfucker going to say. Now, you know what I'm saying? Imagine a tennis player, a professional tennis player getting ready to serve the ball, and the opponent is on the other side. What is he doing? Standing flat footed? No. He's on his toes. He's bouncing around. That motherfucker is ready. What is he ready for? He's ready for any ball that come in the fair play within that tennis service court. Now, does he know where that ball is going? Fuck no. Does he care? Not necessarily. So how is he going to get that serve, caller? What makes him or her know they're going to get that serve? What do you think?
Um, they know how they're going to get
the fact that he's on his toes, the fact that they're ready for anything. So the ball comes to the left corner, and he thought, or he was anticipating the right corner. By him bouncing, he just bounced over to the left. But standing flat foot, he would have to get ready and all that shit. So what I'm saying, man, is that's how you are ready. You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared. And the way you be prepared is to know what to expect. Not exactly, but you do expect it to come into what's fair. So wherever it comes in what's fair, and you know it's hella places that can come, you don't know where it's going to come. So you ain't focusing on no one damn place, except that whole place, what's fair. And when it comes there, you getting it no matter where it's at. That's how you got to think, bro. Do it make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I get it for sure. Thank you.
What's good? Thank you, bro. 754, what's up?
What's good, bud?
I'm cool, man. Awesome.
I'm doing great, man. I'm blessed to be alive, man. I just had a quick question. I've been dealing with, like, a lot of, I won't say self-hate, but, like, being disappointed in myself because I know what I should be doing, but I don't do it. So how do I get, like, obviously, to me, it sounds like a stupid question because it's, like, just do what you know you need to do.
Nothing stupid. Like, the only stupid question is the one you don't ask.
Okay, I appreciate that. How do I stop disappointing myself? Because I just feel like I know I'm capable of so much more, but I keep holding myself back. Go ahead.
Stop. How? When you say that, you have to really be wondering how, or you just bullshit. Because how do you avoid getting ran over by a car when you're crossing the street?
I look both ways and I do my due diligence to make sure that everything is good before I cross.
So stop right there and apply that answer to your question. What was your question?
How do I do what I need to do and stop being disappointed in myself?
You gotta look
so
both ways.
Go ahead.
And you gotta do your due diligence. Does it make sense?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is, anytime you ask yourself a how or a who type question, and let's say you can't answer it, all you got to do is think of a how or a who question that you can answer and use that same answer for the question you're asking that you can't answer. And I appreciate the knowledge. I bet it works, bro. I appreciate you calling about that because I never would have thought that to say. Hey, we help each other, brother. We help each other.
That's it. Iron sharpens iron.
You know it. 813, what's up?
How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm doing really, really good, to tell you the truth.
That's good to hear, bud. I just wanted to make a comment about the Speed the Dean and the Three Amigos situation.
All right, brother.
First of all, bud, from my understanding, that when they talk about game, it's like they forget, bud, that this is a lifestyle. It's not a part-time thing. And I think that's why a lot of the so-called squares that have jobs think that they can pick up game and part-time it when they're not doing their job. And you can't game that way. You cannot acquire game that way. It's something that you have to live, breathe, shit, eat every day, every moment. I don't know if you agree or not, but that's just...
Stop. There's one thing I'm starting to not like, even though you are 100% right. See, what I'm saying is you motherfuckers say this shit, all this shit that these motherfuckers are doing, but you do not say how wrong and how fucked up it is, and how, if that's the case, not you gonna stop listening to them, but that kind of shit will run me away from them, or whatever. What I'm saying is all you do is say you guys know that them motherfuckers is misrepresenting shit, but you still fuck with them. You still fuck with me. That's why, you know, I wasn't mad at, you know, Dean to stop fucking with him. But, you know, he wanna, you know, bitch up and ask me about all this goddamn bill bullshit. He was telling me, nigga, you my dog. Man, this nigga did shit for me. And I said, nigga, I don't want to owe you shit. And the nigga tell me, man, you ain't. Nigga, you my dog, blah, blah, blah. Now, since I didn't, whatever, called him the Three Amigos, I owe him 6 years. Don't you know a motherfucker's going to pay a bill in 6 years? I ain't had no motherfucking bill. This nigga just tripping. So what I'm saying is, fuck it. You know, like 914 hit me and told me, man, just transfer it. So what I'm saying, shit, man, my motherfucking thing, matter of fact, I'm going to write his number down because I might have to call him back. Hold on, G. I got to write this down. I just thought of something.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, man, when you deal with people, you have to understand. I'm telling you, I used to tell them, nigga, what the fuck you going to pay my shit? I said, man, what the fuck is wrong? I didn't really think he liked me, you know, on the game tip. But that shit crossed my mind. What the fuck you want to pay my shit for, man? But what I'm saying is, at the same time, I'm making sure I don't need what this motherfucker is doing. So what I'm saying is, if this motherfucker think, because he going to tell me I owe him $20-some-hundred or whatever the fuck, because of whatever he was doing, and if I don't pay it, he going to fuck me up. Pose my, man, I'll just make my shit over. Here, I'll delete every fucking thing that got to do with that goddamn shit he talking about. And I'll start all over. So I'm saying, I want to pay the nigga. I want to pay him for 6 years of whatever he was paying for me. But as far as what he did for me, because he did build my site, and he did do some other shit on the strength we was dogs, you can't take that back, nigga. You can't take that
Indian
back.
Indians give a shit.
I'm saying you can't take
Indian
that back.
Indians give a shit.
Man, I'm just saying, bro, you can't, you know, pull that bullshit. He like Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump the kind of motherfucker. Donald Trump the kind of motherfucker. He'll let you play on his basketball court. You can play with his basketball. But the moment he takes steps and you call steps on him, you can't play in my court no more. He gonna take his ball. That's the thing. And I knew that goddamn shit. Because if you ever really understood how many times that nigga quit me, and we started a new show months later. I never called him about a new show. That nigga called me. Because I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't need your show. Just like I don't need that shit he think he closing me out of. Why? I got this, and I got PayPal, and I got another app. I just got to make another email. Another motherfucking site, whatever. I can use my email because my email's still the same. So it's cool, man. I know what to do. I'm just seeing my punk motherfucking friend. You know, my nigga Shante, we fell out. Man, that nigga fell out. But we didn't, like, you know, because we fell out. He didn't run around putting the nail in my tire and shit. Steve wasn't just making sure put gas in my, I mean, put sugar in my tank and shit. Hey, that nigga
and that ain't the man mindset.
Hey, that nigga so fucked up that me and him ain't on the same keel. And it ain't because we ain't on the same keel. It's because he know, I know, how many times that nigga woke me up trying to help him explain to his fucking audience some shit. And all you got to do is go listen to his shows. I ain't lying. Just go listen to him. And then he thought I didn't know he was stealing all my information, which I did. I knew that. But at the same time, man, I know he gonna bring me a whole bunch of motherfuckers, you know, that got money. And we was helping each other as far as that goes. But the thing is, he thought, evidently, that if we fell out at one time, I got this nigga because I got this and I got that. Nigga, keep that shit. Man, ain't that a bitch? Do you know my name is Rose Startover Bud? Shit.
Bud, can I ask you a question by that comment?
What, man?
Can I ask you something about that? When you say your name, Rose, Start Over, Bud, is that because being in the game gave you that quality of resilience?
You motherfucking right. Hey, you wake up this morning, hey, baby, what's going on? Oh, no, daddy, I'm going to go out and get you some money. Woo, woo, woo. Breakfast, you know, and then, you know, baby, look, you know, that shit you got, let me go buy you some shoes. Woo. Go buy a bitch some shoes. You know, put the bitch down. Woo. See the bitch 3-4 hours later. Look like this getting you money. Whoa. You might even break the bitch. But I'm saying you might. But what I'm saying is 9, 10, 12 hours later, man, you just seen bitch, the baby, but you ain't seen her in the last hour, so you roll by wherever she's staying. You go in there, and goddamn, a whirlwind been in here. The closet is in disarray. The room is in disarray. The bitch go in the bathroom. Ain't no motherfucking cosmetics in there. God damn, what? The bitch didn't ran. The bitch didn't left. She didn't ran off for what reason? I don't know. So, shit, I'm finna keep here tonight. I ain't finna still be worried about what the fuck happened to this bitch. Because I know I didn't do nothing wrong. I bought her them shoes, whatever the fuck. She gonna remember that shit when she come back. I'm saying, man, this shit makes sense if you know what you're doing. But a nigga like Steve the Dean, hey, listen to this, man. This is what turned me off from EO. I was doing some show with Steve the Dean, but them niggas, Lucario and EO, was on there. So he was talking about a bitch being, you know, fucked up. And the niggas say, EO say, man, I don't tolerate that kind of shit, man. You know? And I say, you right, motherfucker. We ain't supposed to be, you know, tolerating that kind of motherfucking shit. And he said, because when some shit like that happened, I fuck the bitch. And then while I'm fucking her, before I come, I take my dick out. I said, what? Huh? Yeah, nigga. He said that. And I said, what? And he said, that was punishing the bitch. You fucking asshole. That's punishing your motherfucking ass. That ain't punishing the bitch. And the nigga didn't understand what I was saying. And after that show, I told Dean, I don't want to fuck with these niggas, man, because, you know, I called Dean and I told him, man, you know, this shit that they got is contagious. It's a disease. And I don't want to catch it. I don't want to be fucking with these motherfuckers, man. And Dean, you know, he was understanding as far as that go, and you know we stopped doing that show and shit. But that nigga said that EO, and what I'm saying is, You've got to think about this. Here is the motherfucker talking about game. Here is the motherfucker talking about he has game. And he gonna, as a man, he gonna call into a show anonymous that's roasting him. He's gonna sit and talk to the motherfucker that's roasting him and listen to the motherfucker that's roasting him call the Three Amigos, which he was a part of. I didn't call them gay or nothing, but punks, I called them all kind of goddamn shit. And what I'm saying is he never said, hold up, man, you can't say that goddamn shit. You know, what the fuck you mean I can't say it? Nigga, I'm this EO. You know, you can't say that shit about me. He never did that. Never. I.
Showing his hand.
I never in a 10-minute at least, could have been 15-minute exchange, never knew it was him. I never thought it was him. I thought he was some caller calling in with some fucking punk-ass ideas that I just saw that punk-ass faggot shit. You know, you just want to talk, motherfucker. You ain't got no goddamn point. You know, he never stood up yet. Want to say he got some fucking game? What I'm saying is, I said before then, I'll say now, and I'll say in the future, you fuck with a motherfucker with game, he gonna shut your fucking ass up unless you got some game. And then we just gonna be talking shit. And we gonna see that, and we gonna end it. But what I'm saying is, not only did this nigga not stand up, this nigga said on a public show, oh, man, you got me speechless. Because I'm asking him some shit. I forgot what I was asking him. He said, you got me speechless, man. And then he said, I don't know what to say. This is the nigga talking about he got game. And what I'm saying is, I said a nigga game, shut a motherfucker that ain't got none up. And that nigga said he didn't know what to say. So what does that tell you? And the cold part about this, the cold part about this is all you got to do is go listen to that show. It's recorded in my archives. You know, can't you see that I'm saying you could do this too or some shit like that. That's the title. 17 minutes and 54 seconds in, you can hear the nigga call. And you can hear everything I'm saying. I ain't lying. And what I'm saying is, I didn't know none of this shit. Motherfuckers hit me and told me, nigga, that was EO. That was, no, EO ain't talking to me, nigga. You motherfucker. I'm fucking they talking shit. I'm denying these motherfuckers. That nigga ain't did, you know. And then they tell me. That, and they tell me exactly which one, which is why I know. And I went to it, and I listened to it. And then once I thought it was EO, and I'm listening to it, I can hear that it is that motherfucker. Then I heard him say, I was talking about some shit about the Three Amigos, and he said, man, I heard that, but I didn't pay attention to it. Until I heard it on that fucking recording. He was admitting that he was one of the Three Amigos. But he never said to me, man, I'm EO, woo-woo. So I didn't hear it. That's punk shit, bro. That's all I'm saying. That's straight, you ain't getting to put your bitch down shit. Nigga, you said some shit like that. When that bitch get out, my hoe's fucking with him, and I'm sure fucking with him. Because you ain't having no bitch up in here, you know, on this track with some punk-ass motherfucking shit like that coming out your fucking mouth.
and what you're saying, but
huh? What? Go ahead.
For the squares that might not can keep up with you, what you're saying is he showed his punk card and didn't even realize that he was showing his punk card. If he say he had game, he would have brought it a whole nother way far as being a man and saying who he was and addressing the situation. But he tried to sneak around the bush by calling in private.
Ain't no way a motherfucker in the game gamed up calling in anonymous.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no way. No fucking way. So what I'm saying is all of this is in my head, you know, when the call come in. So I don't even pay attention to the voice. I don't even listen to I'm listening to him so I can talk to him, but I'm not hearing it the way people that's listening to the show was hearing it. Man, this CEO, Rosewood don't know who was he talking to EO and shit. Man, I'm telling you, I didn't, you know, and when I get through with the show, I go to StreamYard and I look at what's being said, and it was in the chat. That's EO. Rosewood don't even know that's EO. But I never knew what they was talking about. I never knew what they were talking about, man, until they eat some, I forget who it was, he emailed me. Then another brother emailed me saying that shit. But this brother said, the second one said some shit that made me reply to him. And I say, man, that wasn't mother. EO ain't hit me. Then the motherfucker hit me back and told me the show, the minute, and all that shit where he was. And I went to it, and goddamn it, that's when I realized that shit was true. I never knew it, man. I never knew that nigga was that much of a punk. Even when I'm saying the Three Amigos is whatever the fuck I'm calling them, I never thought the motherfucker was that much of a punk. But listen to this. If you listen to the call that I'm talking about, he'll say, man, I'm the caller that called in a couple of shows ago, and I asked you about the drugs. And I said, yeah, I remember you. He didn't say then he's EO. Man, that's some punk shit, man. Hey, listen to me. All you guys that's on there, goddammit, I'm going to say your area codes. 531-224-754. 754 again, a different number. Both of the 754s. 813. 660, I know you the pizza guy, so I'm not finna do shit for you. But all you motherfuckers that's on here right now, hit me with your phone number, not your area code. Hit me with your phone number. I'm finna hit you motherfuckers. You gotta do it today. Because if you don't do it today, I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna hit you with my audio book. Parts 1 and 2. 12 hours. Fully scored. You know, you can travel with this, man. So I'm finna hit all y'all. And with that, this was a really fucking good show to me. God damn. This was like, I couldn't have asked for a better show than this. 646, you coming on here at the end. What's up with you, man? Come on, 646, what's up? All right, fuck you. All right, I'm gone, y'all.